This is a guy who we wanted to have on the show for many years.
Yeah.
And every time we tried to call him...
Just about as much as George Foreman.
Contact him. we were never able to get through.
From the sublime to the ridiculous.
God knows that on every one of our Elvis shows, we've ended up playing some of his songs. Alert Pilarm. He is Sweden's number one Elvis impersonator, and he's retiring in his prime.
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the dawn, 3 to get 3 9 to get to on you.
Now, I don't know if we're going to be able to ask him this, but I would just be curious as to... The words do not seem to match the beat of the music. I'm curious about that.
It sounds like he's trying.
Yeah, and this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is his recording.
This is his album. Rob, hold on. I got to use 4-4-4 there. So he's awful.
And, not the worst I've ever heard.
Yeah. We're going to call him now. It's Sweden. Is it tomorrow yet?
No, it's 11, quarter after 11.
So he might be a little sleepy.
And Rob is actually pre-called. So this was finally, I know for you it was a huge deal to meet George Foreman.
It was indeed a big thrill for me.
For me it will be an equally big thrill to finally speak to Alert Pilarm.
I understand.
The world's number one, or Sweden's number one Elvis impersonator. Yes.
Mama puts the pies out to coo. Alert.
Even though it starts with an E, it's like you pronounce it with an A.
Right.
Like Ava.
Hello?
Alert.
Yes?
Yeah. Hello, this is the Don Show. Did we wake you, sir?
Yes.
Hi, Alert. Sorry. We're calling from the American radio show, and we're big fans of yours.
Yes.
We have...
How are you, sir?
Did you know we were going to call you?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
You're good. How is the Elvis impersonating going?
Yes, take it easy.
Pardon me?
Come again?
What did I say? I take it easy.
You're taking it easy?
Yes.
Now, you're retiring in your prime as a Swedish Elvis. Why is that, sir?
Yes, I sing Elvis songs. I don't know why they say me or Swedish Elvis.
What?
But I sing most.
What is your favorite Elvis song, Alert?
This interview is quite a letdown for me.
I'm sorry.
I can't stop loving you.
Could we get a little of that over the phone?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, go.
I'll give you a hint. The first word is wise.
What do you say?
Could you?
We would like you to sing.
No.
Temperamental, Mike.
Alert?
Yes.
How old are you?
50.
50, and you're no longer going to be performing as Elvis?
I don't know.
But we received a press release saying that you are going to retire. And you are going to return to your day job as a janitor.
Yes.
Why are you retiring?
Because it's heavy to sing much.
What?
It's dangly to sing much songs.
You don't want to sing anymore?
Sometimes.
Could you sing for us right now, please?
No.
Please?
Do you know today is Elvis's birthday?
Yes. Elvis sing, I can't stop loving you.
Okay, sing that for us.
Please?
No, Elvis.
Or you'll just sing it as yourself?
No.
As Elvis.
Okay, Elvis sing. Go ahead, Alert.
There we go.
Oh, I don't sing.
He doesn't sing. He's retired.
You don't sing. How many jumpsuits do you own, Alert?
What do you say?
How many Elvis jumpsuits do you own?
About 8.
8. And when was the last time you performed as Elvis?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I agree. That's good.
What is your favorite ABBA song? I like Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
I think it's...
My father-in-law was more coherent on his last day. I swear to God.
Alert?
Yeah?
Are you on any prescription narcotics?
What did I say?
Are you taking drugs?
No.
No medicine?
No.
How are you feeling?
Very well, thank you.
Very well?
Yes.
Have you been drinking?
No, I don't drink.
What's the weather like in Sweden right now?
It's winter now. It's very warm.
Very warm?
Yes, 2 degrees.
How many years have you been an Elvis impersonator?
11.
Alert?
Yes.
Has Mama put the pies out to cool?
Yes.
Very good.
Hey, Alert?
Yes.
Would you take a chance on me?
Chance on me.
If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Take a chance on me, honey.
Group ABBA.
I like woman, not the man.
Alert?
Hey, Alert?
Are you married?
No.
Alert? You can dance. You can dance.
Yes.
Having the time of your life.
This is teaching.
Yes, I
see that girl.
Into ABBA. Group
Feel
ABBA.
Feel the beat. Something the Dancing Queen. I don't know all the words.
I can't sing ABBA.
Can't sing ABBA.
Do you enjoy Swedish fish?
Yes.
I'm going to play one of your songs now. Can you tell me, I'm going to play you the song and tell me your feelings when you hear it. Here he is, everybody. Sweden's number one Elvis impersonator. This is the classic Elvis song, Love Me Tender. Eilert Pilar.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
That's good.
The tough part.
Right here. Here we go.
Love me tender, love me true.
Wow, you're good.
My dreams fulfill.
That's excellent.
This was Elvis' favorite songs, too.
There was something in the air that night. The moon was so bright, Fernando.
Yes. Elvis is 68 years now.
Yes, 68 years today he would have been.
Waterloo. All right, dude. Listen.
I'm real sorry you're retiring, Alert.
You've broken my heart, old man. I'll tell you that. What a bunch of useless hype this has been.
No. I think what you need to do is talk him out of retiring.
Alert, you shouldn't retire.
Oh, no.
Yes, no retirement.
No, I think you should. I think you'd make an excellent janitor. Be a janitor. Pick up all other people's trash.
Now you're disappointed. We can turn this around. I know you're very disappointed.
I am more than disappointed.
Do you really want to see him up to his elbows in BM?
Yes, I do.
Elvis sing a song for greatest mother and Priscilla Lisbon.
Can you pick up your energy level just a little bit, please?
Jesus Christ.
No, I don't think.
Okay, he doesn't.
No, why should you think?
I'm tired. I won't sleep now.
Yeah, you're going to sleep now.
Huh? So have a nice long sleep.
Eternal sleep.
Eternal sleep of the damned.
Yep. Good night.
Right.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have a nice dirt sandwich.
Thank you.
You big love.
That was great.
Baby, let me be. You love him.
A freaking letdown.
Thank Christ we set
that up. You know what, though, for my money, when you were at the very beginning of that interview, when you couldn't even get out of the box, because he sounded so funny, that's my favorite part.
That was really like doing an interview with Elvis in August of 77.
I'd like to get that on a loop and listen to the way when he first said, hello.
Was he any different when you called him earlier today to set it up?
He was a little brighter, but keep in mind, it's late night over there.
I have a question for both of you.
But it's only 11 o'clock, Robbie.
Where is it written that he is Sweden's number one Elvis impersonator? On his album?
The liner notes of his album. And according to one of the... I got it in here somewhere in our Elvis pack. According to some Elvis fan group, he's... Well, and it says it right here. Swedish Elvis.
Right.
Number one Elvis impersonator.
Swedish Elvis. Jesus.
But it's
Christ.
Time for him to step down.
I got to go to sleep. It's very, very cold.
I'm very tired.
I'm very tired. I want to go.
And he was big one. No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you married? No, I haven't seen a vagina in years.
Vagina.
Can you say no?
No,
no.
No.
I don't wish to.